Amen. Yeah, there's a song says, hallelujah, says, great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation, huh? The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the side of the north, what? The city of the great king. What psalms is that? Hallelujah. Great is the Lord. We talk about a great God tonight. We talking about God Almighty. He's Almighty. Amen. He loves us. Hallelujah. He's so great. But thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's so faithful. He loves us with him. He loves us. Yes, he does, doesn't he? God loves us. Thank God.
I just have something. I know we studied this last week.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I went back and read it from the beginning.
Uh-huh.
And the great thing about it, Epstead said he almost slipped.
That's right. Yeah, that's what I plan to talk about tonight. Yeah. Amen. 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 It got good. Yeah, he did his homework. Amen. Isn't God good?
Yeah.
Thank God. Thank God.
Yeah. Psalm 48.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Give the Lord some praise. Now, he's great tonight. God is great. And he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Now, yeah, Psalm 73 is what we talked about last week. Now, we're going to continue that. And really, we're going to start at the first verse tonight. But let me see if I can just sort of set this up. Now, Psalms, some divide this book according to the Pentateuch. Now, the first 41 Psalms, they're called the Genesis section of Psalms. Psalms 42 to 72 are known as the Exodus Psalms. Now, Psalm 73 is the beginning of the Levitical section. It corresponds to the book of Leviticus because in this section, even in Psalms 73, the sanctuary is permanent. All right. Now, let's pray. Father, thank you for your love and your mercy and your compassion. Thank you for your word, Lord, for your word is forever settled in heaven. Oh, God, have your way tonight. Thank you for the songs of Zion tonight that we sung, Lord, to praise and magnify you, for you are so worthy. You are so great, and you're greatly to be praised. So, Lord, have your way tonight. Lord, speak through these lips of clay, Lord. God, shall I endo ramasyana makundo mahaya. Feed us tonight, Lord, through thy word, for you're faithful and true, Lord. Give us hearts to hear your word, to help us to open our hearts and to hear your word, receive it, and to obey it. Thank you for victory, Lord God, in Jesus' name, for the glory of God. Amen. 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 Now, Asaph. All right. Now, 1 Chronicles 16, it talks about the Ark of the Covenant. It's called the Ark of the Covenant or the Ark of God. Now, David set up a tent to put the Ark in. He set the tent up and they put the Ark in this tent. And they sacrificed offerings, burnt offerings and peace offerings unto the Lord. And David appointed certain Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord. Asaph was the chief. Now, Asaph was the chief. It was three of them. Now, if you look at Psalms 50, Psalms 50 is the first Psalms of Asaph, a musician and one of the three great song leaders in the temple. Asaph, Heman, and Ethan. They were three men that David appointed Asaph as the chief. He was number one. Amen. To lead the choirs. You know, they sung praises to God back there. They really did. They sung and they praised God. Amen. So let's look at Psalm 73. Let's look at verse 1. Psalm 73, verse 1. Hallelujah. Isn't God good?
Yes, he is.
He's faithful. Truly God is good to Israel, even to such of a clean heart. Now listen to this now. He's good to Israel, said, but who is he talking about? Talking about the ones that have a clean heart.
Amen.
See, isn't that right? Because a lot of people, a lot of the Israelites turned away from God, and God caused evil to come upon them. His goodness is limited to those who are of a clean heart. Let's look at Psalms 24, verses 3, 4, and 5. Psalms 24, verses 3, 4, and 5. Talking about the ones that God is really good to, ones that God protects and take care of, delivers. Hallelujah. You know when we walk in the fear of God, walk before God with a perfect heart, God take care of us. We're living now in perilous times. The Bible said perilous times shall come in the last days. And we're living in those perilous times. And so much is going on in the world. So much going on. Sin on every hand. And they got this Ebola crisis going on. But do we have to fear it? Do we have to worry? Big God? No, we don't. Why? We don't have to fear. We don't have to worry. Because the Lord God is our strength, isn't it?
Yes.
He's our keeper.
Amen.
Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
What does that mean? That means we're in good hands, doesn't it? You better believe we are. We're in good hands. Hallelujah. He's faithful and just and holy and pure.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is good unto them, what? That's of a pure heart, a clean heart. What does that verse say? Let's read Psalms 24, verses what?
3, 4, and 5.
What does it say?
Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord?
Who shall go into the hills of the Lord? All right.
Or who shall stand in his holy place?
Stop. Who shall stand in his holy place? It's certain people. Anybody just can't stand there. Isn't that right? Anybody cannot ascend. Anybody can't stand there in the hills of the Lord. But who is? Go ahead.
He that has clean hands and a pure heart.
He that
has
what? Clean hands and a pure heart. People that have repented of their sin, turned to God, and are living for God, following God, obeying God. Now Israel was a blessed people as long as they what? Feared God, obeyed God. As long as they did the will of God, God protected them. God delivered them. Many times they wouldn't have to fight. God fought for them.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
God, he took care of the situation. We find why God dropped hailstones on people.
Yes.
Isn't that right? Because of his people, when they were living right, when they were walking right, when they were doing the will of God, God protected his people. And God haven't changed, have he?
No.
Have he changed?
No.
Haven't changed. Hallelujah. So that means if we obey God, walk softly before him, walk worthy of him, do the will of God, God will protect us. And he does protect us, doesn't he?
Amen.
Amen. We that fear God, we that have clean hands and a pure heart. Our hearts are pure, clean before God. Isn't that right? All right. What does it say?
Who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity.
Who have not lifted up his soul to vanity. A lot of people do a lot of vain things, don't they? Amen. But when you love God and you know God, you're not going to lift up your soul. You're not going to do vain things.
Amen.
We pray and seek God. And God wants us to be close to him.
Amen.
Doesn't he? He wants us to walk close to him. The Apostle Paul said that I may know him. And the power of his resurrection. And then what? The fellowship of his suffering. Being made conformable unto his death. In other words, Paul gave his all to the Lord. God's calling for our all, isn't it? Not, you can't serve God half-heartedly. You just can't do it. He's not going to accept that. But thank God when we deny ourselves. He that comes to the Lord must what? Do what? First, deny himself. Deny yourself first. Say no to self and yes to God. Deny yourself and do what? Then after you deny yourself, you got something else to do. Take up your cross and follow him.
Amen.
Daily.
Amen.
This is a daily walk. This is not a hallelujah. Some people try to do it once a week. No, it don't work. Does it? It does not work. We got to follow the Lord each day, daily. This is a daily walk. Hallelujah. As we walk with God daily. God supply our needs, doesn't he? God, now, you know, last week I said I was going to go out in the neighborhood and talk to some people. I did. I talked to a few people in the neighborhood. I invited a few people to church. Well, didn't, none of them come. But I just got started. Amen? Amen. We got to be persistent. Isn't that right? We have got to be persistent. Amen. Hallelujah. God have called us to be sons and daughters of God. Isn't that right? And therefore, he wants us to not sit down and twiddle our thumbs, but get up. Get up and obey him. Follow him each day. I'm going back into the neighborhood this week. And witness. You know, and witness in love now, in love. We got to do it in love. You don't go telling people, oh, you're going to hell. No, 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 no. That's not what Jesus did, is it? He loved them. With the love and kindness have I drawn thee. Hallelujah. In order to get souls saved, the Bible says he that winneth souls is what? Wise. And where does that wisdom come from? God, doesn't it? If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. Amen. And if he don't doubt it, it'll be God to give him the wisdom, won't it? He'll give him that compassion. We got to have compassion for people. Isn't that right? Amen. Jesus himself, as he went about healing the sick, the Bible says he was moved with compassion. Amen. Isn't that right? And he healed sick people. He healed those that was lame, couldn't walk. He caused them to walk, didn't he? He opened the eyes of the blind, unstopped the deaf ears because of his love and mercy and compassion. When people reached out to him, see, Jesus saw their faith. Isn't that right? He saw their faith. He knew what they believed. People can come in and try to pull the wool over your eyes, but even when you're a real Christian, people can't pull the wool over your eyes. Isn't that right? When you're walking in the Spirit, and living in the Spirit and doing the will of God, God will give us the discernment. Isn't that right? Thank God. To know what's going on. To know who's who and what is what. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. And saints of God, we, God's people, should be the wisest people upon the face of the earth. It should be. Isn't that right? When we walk with God, we are. But thank God, some, you know, you can't lag back. And this is we live in the end, what? The last of the last days. So therefore, there's no time to play around. There's no time to say, well, you know, maybe later I'll go next week, we need to go. While we get, you know, see, we don't know how long we're going to be here on this earth, do we? We really don't know. See, some people say, well, I'm 35 years old. No, I'm not talking about myself now. Y'all know that. Like we talk about Brother Doug, yeah, he might be somewhere there. Say, but look, some people say, well, see, I'm 35 years old. I got plenty of time. You don't know. You know, we don't know. A lot of people live to be 35 and they're in the grave now. Some didn't live to be that old. Isn't that right? And some lived to be, my mother lived to be 98 years old. Hallelujah. My dad, he passed away at about 67. You see? See the difference? Hallelujah. So we don't know. We do not know. So we need to be up and about our Father's business. Isn't that right? We need to be. Now, Asaph, he got upset. He got disturbed when he saw the wicked prospering. He saw the wicked prospering. Was you reading the verse? Did you finish the verse? I don't know. You know how I do sometimes. I'm sorry. Did you finish what they was reading, brother?
I said, I'll read it again.
All right.
He that has clean hand and a pure heart.
Have clean hand and a pure heart.
Who
have
not lifted up his soul unto vanity.
Uh-huh.
Nor
you hear that? My God. Clean hands and a pure heart. You haven't lifted up your soul to abandon. Haven't sworn deceitfully. All right. Let's look at Psalm 15, verses 1 and 2. This is what God's talking about. This is the people that God is talking about. God's good to. What? I'm sorry. Go ahead. Boy. All right. Read it, brother.
He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation.
Let's look at that. Let's listen at that verse. He shall do what?
He shall receive the blessing from the Lord.
He shall receive the blessing from the Lord.
And righteousness from the God of his salvation.
And righteousness from the God of his salvation. Tell me why the word of God said in Psalms 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Amen.
Isn't that right? You know, the true people of God, they don't get their counsel from ungodly people, do they? Nor standeth in the way of sinners. Hallelujah. You don't be around while sinners telling all kind of filthy jokes and you stand up and laughing. No, you don't. Nor stand in the way of sinners. Now what? Now sit it in the seat of the scornful. But his delight, he's got some delight. His delight is in what? The law of the Lord.
Amen.
These are blessed people.
Yes.
And in his law doth he what? Meditate day and night.
Yes.
My. We need to meditate on God's word, don't we? Yes. To meditate means to think deeply, to think about it over and over. Hallelujah. Like to meditate means like, well, an example of it is a cow. Go out in the field and he eat his grass. He chew. And then he get satisfied to eat. He ate enough and he lay down. And he chewing his cud. What's a cud? But in other words, he say a cow got several parts to his stomach. And say he just regurgitate, bring some of it back up and start chewing some more. Huh? Hallelujah. Huh? So last week I said let's go home and let's chew on this, didn't it? So we're supposed to be chewing on. Hallelujah. Regardless, bring it back up.
Amen.
You got it in you, bring it up, think deeply about it.
Amen.
Pray about it.
Amen.
Ask God, help me with this, Lord. God, since I've got older, I have trouble now, more trouble than I used to, of memorizing scripture. It's harder for me to do it now. But you know what I do? A little at a time. Take it a little at a time. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't give up. You can't say, well, I can't. But you can with the help of the Lord. Only with God's help now. Isn't that right? Because without him, we can't do nothing. But we can do all things through him which strengtheneth us.
Amen.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law, and his law does he meditate day and night.
Amen.
And he shall be like what? A tree planted by the rivers of water. You see, when a tree is planted by the river of water, thank God they receive that water, they receive that sunlight, and that tree grow up, doesn't it? It flourish. Have you ever seen a tree? You ever seen a tree that really by getting that in there and really flourish? Hey, that's where God wants us to be. The Bible calls us trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord. Amen? That's what we are. Hallelujah. And God wants us to be faithful.
Amen.
Standing tall for him.
Yes.
Amen. Remember what God said, be strong in the Lord, not in self. The
Amen.
Flesh, Jesus said, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing.
Amen.
Huh? Amen. The words I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Talking about the blessed man. Hallelujah. Meditate day and night. And it's long shall you meditate day and night. It should be like a tree planted by the river of water that bringeth forth its fruit, and its seed, its leaf also shall not wither.
Amen.
And whatsoever you do, it shall what?
Prosper.
Talking about the godly people now,
Amen.
The people that's serving God, people that's living for God, the people that's walking worthy of God, the people that's serving God out of a pure heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Leaf also shall not wither, whatsoever do it your prophet. The ungodly, talking about the ungodly now. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff, which the wind driveth away. Isn't that something? My. See, God have let it, he's warned people, haven't he? He warned us. He let us know what's going to happen. Isn't that right? And we can look in the Word. We can see it happening, can't we? We can see the Word of God being fulfilled. Like a chaff with the wind driveth away. Therefore, God makes it plain, doesn't it? The ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. But what? The way of the ungodly shall perish. Isn't that right? Amen. So therefore, we know what's going to happen, don't we? We know. That's the reason why I was saying let's chew on that, some of those scriptures. That, and it says God is our portion. Isn't he our portion? We've got a portion, thank God. We have, haven't we? God is our portion. For how long? Forever. See, we're not just looking at this corner of this, what? Eternal. We're looking at eternal things. The things that are temporal. We're not looking at just the temporary things. The things that are seen are temporal, are temporary. They fade away. They're going to pass away. You might get a brand new car. Give it a little time. It's deteriorating, isn't it? It's rusting out. Especially if you're up north, all of that snow and all that salt and stuff they put on the road, it rusted out quick. Amen. So it's reason why. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is good. Hallelujah. The way of the ungodly shall perish. So, saints of God, let's do everything we can to let our light shine before men, and that we'll be able to cause people to come to the Lord. Isn't that right? Get saved. Repent of the sin. Get saved. I was up at Walmart one day last week, and it was I was out on the parking lot, and some people were talking, and one young man said, "I don't believe in God." He was talking to some people. He said, "I don't believe in God." And they was talking to him, and the man tried to want to get a little heated argument there, but I just tried to sort of diffuse it a little bit. I said, "I believe in God, you know." And the young man, he worked at the store, and he started walking back in. I talked to him a little bit, you know. His name is Kyle. Kyle, pray for Kyle that God would enlighten Kyle. Amen. 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 God would enlighten him. I told y'all before, I had an uncle that was 90-some years old. He was an atheist. We wrote him a letter. Praise God. And the man got saved. Isn't that right? We asked him, look, have you ever tried God? God gave us what to say. See, God can give us what to say to people. We pray and say, God, give me what to say to this person. Be led. For the men are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The man got saved, my God. And hallelujah. You don't want people to live that old, to be that old and die and go to hell. Or even a young person, we don't want nobody to die and go to hell. I talked to a Jew one time. He was an old fella. Trying to get him to see, but he wouldn't. I hope he finally got saved. But I did witness to him. Told him about Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, hallelujah. That's what God wants us to do. Let our light shine. Be a witness. First of all, with our life, letting our light shine. Isn't that right? Can't go out and witness to people if you've got a ragged life. You know, that's not going to work. If people see you doing stuff under the table, so to speak, and doing stuff, crooked stuff, you can't tell them, well, you need to get right with God. No, they tell you need to get right. Isn't that right? Yeah. Hallelujah. Be right with God. Let your light shine. Do the will of God. Please God. Amen. So Asaph got sort of bent out of shape because he saw the wicked prospering. He's unprospering. Now let's look at verses, 2 and 3 here. He saw them prosper. Psalm 73, verses 2 and 3. What does it say?
Truly God is good to Israel.
Verse 1,
Even to such as are of a clean heart.
Those that are clean heart, God is good to them. That's who God is talking about. Amen.
But as for me, my feet were almost gone.
Yes.
My step.
I'd almost, my, when I looked at this, it almost got me. It almost threw me for a loop. Hallelujah. It about threw me for a loop. Verse 3, what does it say?
For I was envious at the foolishness when I saw the prosperity of the wicked.
When I saw the prosperity of the wicked, I was envious. Job 21, verse 7. Let's read that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anything the devil can do to try to offset us, he'll do it. And here this man that led the choir, he looked at the prosper of the wicked, and it almost threw him. Let's see, verses 7 through, let's see, what have we got here? 7 through 13. Let's look at that. See what it says here. All right.
Wherefore,
Joe.
Wherefore do the wicked live?
Become
old, yea, are mighty in power.
The wicked live, become old, and mighty in power. Read.
Their seed is established in their sight with them.
Seed established with them, all right, children.
And their offspring before their eyes.
Yes.
Their houses are safe from fear.
It's a house safe from fear, all right.
Neither the rod of God upon them. Their bull gender and faileth not.
Yeah, the bull don't fail. All right, the gender don't fail. Read.
God, you know,
see, God's merciful. It's God's mercy. This is God's mercy. Read.
Their cow calveth and casteth not.
Yeah, they prosper. They prosper.
They send forth their little ones like a flock.
And
their children dance.
Their children dance. All right. See, I tell you, the wicked, they just don't understand. Do they? Having a good time, kicking up the heels, running around, dancing, prancing. But don't know God. See, the devil is a deceiver. Isn't that right? The devil, he blind the eyes of them that believe not, the Bible say. He have blinded the eyes of them which believeth not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, which is the image of God, should shine unto them. It's got to be the light of the gospel to get people saved. Isn't that right? No other way to be saved. No other way to be saved but the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. The word of God. Hallelujah. That's what caused people to get saved. You can't preach a half-hearted gospel. It's got to be the pure word of God to get people saved. Amen. All right.
They take the timbre and harp and rejoice at the sound of the organ.
Wicked. Ungodly.
They spend their days in wealth.
They spend their days in wealth. That's right. A lot of them do that. That's right. You know, a lot of them. That's wealthy, they're wealthy, and some of them they whine and they dine.
And in a moment, go down to the grave.
That's the verse. In a moment, they go down to the grave. See, the devil deceives people. That's what the devil does. If he'll deceive people till the last.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Amen.
That's what he want to do. Remember in Noah's day? Mm-hmm. In Noah's day, he deceived them until the last, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Noah said it's going to rain. And he took what? 120 years building that ark because he believed God. But they didn't believe God. They laughed at him. And the Bible says they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage. Why? Until the day that Noah entered into the ark. Isn't that something? And knew not until the flood came, did what? Took them all away. And Jesus says, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. We're living in perilous times, don't we? We're living in a time when the Lord is coming soon, but thank God. God's got a people that have taken a stand for him. Isn't that right? We got to take a stand for the Lord. If you're going to be a Christian, you got to take a stand for truth.
Amen.
Isn't that right? You have. You got to take a stand. If you are a Christian, you'll take a stand for truth. You'll live for God.
Amen.
Regardless of what come or go. You're not going to let circumstances get you down. You know that?
Yeah.
But we're going to trust in the Lord. When circumstances come, hard circumstances, we'll pray and seek God and trust God. Say, Lord, you saw me through many things. I know you're going to see me through this. I know you're with me. You say you never leave me nor forsake me. And I believe that. And I'm trusting you
Amen.
To get me through.
Yeah.
And he'll get us through, won't he?
Yes,
He always does. He always get his people through. Amen. Glory be to God. And God will deliver us. But we got to let him. We got to be faithful to him. We got to be true to him. Amen. Psalms 37 verse 1. Look at that. Hallelujah. Glory. His feet had almost slipped.
Fret not thyself because of evildoers.
Don't fret yourself because of evildoers.
Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity.
Don't be envious against the workers of iniquity. Why? Read.
For they shall soon be cut down.
They will soon be cut down.
Like the grass and withered as the grass herds.
Mm-hmm. See that? See? So don't when you see wicked people prospering, don't get upset. Don't get disturbed. Amen? Because we know what's going to happen. We know what the book say. The word of God say. We know what the word of God say, don't we? Thank God. So therefore, we can be encouraged. Can't we be encouraged? In the midst of all of the sin and hypocrisy, in the midst of all of the lying and stealing and cheating, praise God. We can be, we are people of peace. We have God's peace, don't we?
Yeah.
We have His peace in us. In the hallelujah. But we pray that God will save the lost. Isn't that right? And that disease, that Ebola, we believe in God to wipe it out and all. But it's not going to come nigh us, is it? The plague shall not come nigh thy dwelling. Didn't the Lord say that? Do we believe that? Do we believe that? Do we believe that? Do we believe it? Do we believe God? As the pastor preached this morning about our great God, we have a great God. Who have a God like unto our God? Who have a God like unto our God? Thank God. Do we have any more? No.
Hallelujah.
God is God, and He's faithful. God is true. God is holy. God is pure. God is love. God is just. God is mighty. Mighty to save and strong to deliver. Hallelujah. Who have a God like unto our God? Hallelujah. 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 There's no other God like unto our God. Is it? Praise God. Hallelujah. He's with us, and He'll never leave us nor forsake us. That's been why we can stand firm on the word of God. His word is forever settled in heaven. He'll do what He said, won't He? We can depend on God. God cannot fail. God cannot lie. He cannot make a mistake. Hallelujah. So everything He does is right. It's good. Hallelujah. So let's serve Him. Let's honor Him. Let's magnify Him. Let's obey Him. Obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice, isn't it?
Amen.
You better believe it is. Obedience. Thank God. Want us to be obedient to Him. All right. What did we stop at? Verse
2.
All right. We stopped at 2 or 3? 3. Read 3. Come on.
Trust in the Lord and do good.
Wait a minute now. Verse 3. All right, read 3 then. John 37, verse 3, read it. I'm talking back to 7 to 3.
Oh,
I beg your pardon. I beg your pardon. Yeah, go back to 7 to 3. Yeah, but that trust in the Lord and do good, that's good. He tells us what to do, isn't that right?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And He'll take care of us. We trust in Him and do good. He'll take care of us. Amen. Now, the third verse of Psalm 73.
For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked.
All right, go ahead.
For there are no bands in their death.
No bands in their death?
But their strength is firm.
Their strength is firm. God's have mercy upon them, doesn't He? Giving them time. Giving them time to repent and turn to Him. Giving them time. Like in the days of Noah, He gave them, 120 years. My God. And people still messed around and got lost. They were lost. God doesn't make people get saved. But he give us all, he give us time, doesn't he? He give us time to get right with him. Why? Why does he do that? Because he loves us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. All right, the next verse.
They are not in trouble as other men.
See what it says? The man was looking at this. What's his name?
Asaph.
Asaph, thank you. Asaph was looking at this. Y'all have to help me sometime. Amen. Asaph looked at this. Hallelujah. Verse 5, huh?
They are not in trouble as other men.
Uh-huh.
Neither are they
plagued
like other men.
They're not plagued like other men. All right.
Therefore, pride compasseth them about as a chain. Violence covereth them as a garment.
My. Stop right there. Violence covereth them as a garment. Let's look at Psalm 109, verse 18. My. Psalm 109, verse 18. Let's see what it says there. My. Thank God for victory.
Thank God for his peace tonight.
109, verse 18.
As he clothed himself with cursing like as with his garment.
You see that? My God. People, they're evil, wicked. All right?
So let it come.
Let's come into his bowels.
Like water.
Uh-huh.
And like oil into his bones.
Uh-huh. Because, hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, God knows what he's doing, doesn't he? Mm-hmm. He knows how to do everything. He's faithful. He's true. All right. Let's go back to Psalm 73. That next verse there. Verse 7. Psalm 73, verse 7.
I stand out with fatness.
They fat, that big old fat face. I stand out with fatness, all right?
They have more than heart could wish.
Jeremiah 5:28, read that. They have more than heart could wish. My. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 5:28. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
They are waxed fat. They shine. Yea, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless.
Mm-hmm.
Yet they prosper, and the righteous of the needy do they not judge.
Hallelujah. Amen. The wicked. Talking about the wicked.
Yeah.
Amen. They're not going to get away from God. Amen. This is the things that they do because they don't know God.
Amen.
But God's calling. Isn't that right? God's calling. Amen. The sinners to repentance. He's not willing that any should perish, but all come to repentance. How does he call? See, you see all these things happening? Can't we see so many things happening? We can see the coming of the Lord. Drawing nigh. Jesus said, when you see all these things, what did he say? Look up. For your redemption draweth nigh. These things are happening. And God is coming soon after his church. Isn't that right? So thank God. Let's rejoice, thank God. Let's rejoice and be glad because we know him. We know whom we have believed.
Amen.
But the apostle Paul said, I know whom I have believed. And I'm what? Persuaded that he's able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Paul knew, thank God, that hallelujah. When he passed from his life, he would be with Jesus. Isn't that right? And he could receive his reward. Isn't that right? I fought a good fight, he said. I finished my course. I've kept the faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
From henceforth, there's a what? A crown of righteousness laid up for me, whom the righteous judge shall give me at that day. Not to me only. He wasn't partial with it, was he?
Amen.
Wasn't partial with it, was he? but unto them also that love is appearing. Thank God. We need to look for him, don't we? Live holy daily and look for his coming. Praise God. His coming is imminent. Imminent. He could come anytime, couldn't he? Praise God. So let's make sure that we're up and about our Father's business. Not sitting around, middling around, pulling our thumb, saying God's going to do it. God's not going to do it all. Amen. We got something to do too, haven't we? Amen. So let's make sure, hey God, let's make sure we're doing what God has called us to do and being faithful. Yes. God is looking for faithfulness, isn't he? He's looking for faithfulness. Look at Caleb, 85 years old, a faithful man, 85, but still willing and ready to go up and take that land, wasn't he? While the giants were. He wasn't ready to sit around and get a rocking chair. He was ready to go up, thank God, because he served God how? Wholeheartedly. And that's what it takes. Serving God wholeheartedly. Not half-heartedly. That'll never do. But wholeheartedly. Giving God our all. And that's what he's calling for, our all. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Isn't God good? Isn't he good? Saving God wholeheartedly. Glory be to God. Now we're at verse, we're back to Psalm 73. We're at verse 8, right? Let's read.
They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. Concerning oppression, they speak
loftily. How to stop right there. All right. Let's look at Psalms 53, verse 1. Hallelujah. Psalm 53, verse 1.
The foolish has said in his heart, there is no God.
Isn't that right? The fool says, oh, there is no God.
Corrupt. And have done abominable iniquity. There is none that does good.
Amen. The fools. Amen. They said, there's no God. Devil deceived people. All right, let's look at Jude, verse 16. It's only one chapter in Jude. Let's look at the 16th verse. Jude is just before Revelation. Hallelujah. We're going to do a couple more verses and we're going to be through for tonight. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. What does it say? God is so good. It's chapter Jude, chapter 1. It's only one chapter in Jude, verse 16. And Jude is just before Revelation. Isn't that right? Yeah, verse 16. It say what now? Murmurers,
Complainers. Walking after their own lust. And their mouth speaketh great swelling words. Having men persons in admiration because of advantage.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Can we see that?
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is what they are. Because they're deceived by the devil. Amen. But God is faithful. Yes, God is faithful. We're going to do a couple more verses here. So let's read verse 9, then in verse 10 we'll be finished for tonight. 73 Psalm, yeah, back to 73 Psalm, thank you. Listen what it says here. Oh, I tell you.
They set their mouth against the heavens. And their tongue.
Amen. They're evil, aren't they? Evil, wicked. Look at Revelation 13:6. They're evil. They're wicked. Amen. Hallelujah. Trying to get to it, brother. Revelation 13:6. Hold on just a minute. Just one more page. All right, what does it say?
mouth in blasphemy against God.
Mm-hmm.
To blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven.
Amen. So that's hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So this is going now. We all right. Praise God. We understand that verse, don't we? I guess. I'm not going to go into that verse tonight, but yes, this is going to happen. That's going to happen. Amen. Maybe next week I may go further on that, but this is a... let's go to verse 10, and maybe next week we might say something further about 13, Revelation 13, 6, but let's go to verse 10 tonight, and we're going to finish up for tonight. Verse 10. All right, Psalm 75, verse 8. And that should be the last tonight. Psalm 75, verse 8.
For in the hand of the Lord, there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of mixture, and he poured out of the same. But the dread, thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out. And drink them.
Amen. See that? So I tell you, boy, God's got something cooked up for him, so to speak.
Amen.
God's got our number. Everybody's number. He know our name and his people. God know our name. We're his sheep, and he called us by name. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
Called us by name because he loved us with an everlasting love. He loved us truly. He loved us true. He really loved us. He loved Israel with everlasting love. He loved us, doesn't he? Hallelujah. Praise God. God is good. God is so good. All right. That chapter, if you want to go and read it for next week, but we're going to start on verse 11 next week with the help of the Lord. We're talking about Asaph. He was a musician. David appointed him first. And really said he played cymbals. Isn't that something? Hallelujah. If you look in Chronicles, you look in 1 Chronicles, you can find out something about him. 1 Chronicles 16, you can read about Asaph. Amen. He was a musician and he served God. But here he got sort of looking at the prosperity of the wicked, and it almost threw him. It almost threw him, but he had something to do, and he did what he needed to do. Amen. In order to get back on track.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Sometimes it happens to us. We have to, hallelujah, get in the Word and pray and seek God. And sometimes if we're not careful, we can get off track, can't we?
Amen.
Amen. But God will bring us back if we seek him and search for him. The Bible says, "Ye shall what? That ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall do what? Search for me with all your heart."
Amen.
He wants our whole heart, doesn't he?